This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Well, he finished yesterday.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Actually, just finished off, so we're getting packing now to get it going.
Yeah.
So now we have our next guest on the phone with us.
Yeah, we have David Venn, who is a producer whose productions have won a host of Green Room Awards in the past, and he's recently toured Cruel Intentions the musical, but has an exciting new one on the go as well, Elvis the musical. So, David, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. How are we doing?
Good, thanks.
Pleasure. So, David, before we kick into talking about Elvis, we always like to have a little bit of context for who we're talking to. Can you tell us, where did this all begin for you? Because it sounds like you've got your hands very full with all these productions.
Yeah, it is quite a busy life that I live. But I was, well, I suppose I was always a theatre kid growing up, very much into the performing arts, and I did a lot of singing and dancing when I was younger. My mother has many a story about me putting concerts together in the garage and driving everyone a little bit crazy because they didn't always want to be in my shows, but I wanted them to be in them. And then as I got a bit older, I went to uni and studied and kind of started to shift away from performing more into the arts management side of things. And then eventually made the call to go out on my own and just put on my first show, which was Bring It On, and that did quite well. And then from there, things have just kind of grown. And it's been lots of fun and lots of learnings along the way as well.
Bring It On is a big starting point, actually. If that was your first one, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I thought let's start with something easy.
Yeah, something that one not too well known.
Throwing bodies up in the air, you know, that type of thing.
Gosh. And so recently as well, you had Cruel Intentions the musical on too, which I had the pleasure of going to see.
Yeah.
That was a very well-known film based on a very well-known text before that. What was it about Cruel Intentions that drew your interest?
Yeah, well, I remember the movie and watching that when I was younger, and I just knew that there was definitely a group of people that loved it. And this particular version of the show, it takes the movie and brings it to life on stage, but mashes it together with a whole heap of popular 90s songs. And so that's also the type of music that it comes on, you're at a party or something, and you just can't help but hit the dance floor. And I thought the combination of those two coming together was something really exciting and also new that we haven't necessarily had here before. So it's been very exciting to bring it to life and create it here with Australian artists and also Australian creatives. So we've really built it from the ground up.
Yep. And it's coming back?
Yeah, it's playing in Melbourne. We just opened on Friday night.
Yeah.
So that was a really fun event, and we're playing through to the 5th of March at the Athenaeum Theatre.
Right, brilliant. But followed by Elvis the musical. This is going to be huge for you.
Yeah, already the response since we announced a couple of weeks ago has been phenomenal, especially a lot of the big Elvis fans all over it and even contacting me on Facebook, some of them, to, you know, find out how they themselves could be playing Elvis.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, I imagine the hunt would be on to find the right Elvis. Like, there are plenty of impersonators out there, but, I mean, not all of them can be the Elvis.
And what Elvis is he? Is it, or is it through the ages?
Yeah, so the show primarily focuses on the life of Elvis. So it's a celebration of who he is and his music. And we start at the beginning of his childhood and go right through to the 1968 comeback special, where he really makes his mark and decides to go out and do things his way.
Yeah.
And then through to his rise, where he gets the title that we know him as the King of Rock and Roll.
Right.
So it's quite exciting. It's, as the show goes, there's lots of flashback moments to his childhood, and also features over 40 of his iconic songs.
Right.
Some of them are standalone songs, and then some of them are mashed together in brand new medleys.
Oh, okay. Right. And is there different Elvises that you use, or is it the one Elvis?
Yeah, it'll be the one cast member that is Elvis, who will play a varied age bracket. And it'll be interesting where it was just announced a national talent search to find the right person.
Yeah.
And that, I think it's going to be lots of fun. already it's proving to be quite fun. But also really challenging, as you mentioned, finding the right person is a challenge. And so we've got to make sure that they can pull off all of those iconic sounds and the dance moves that you know from Elvis.
Yeah.
But also someone who is quite authentic and can pull off the acting style that we need for the show, and also bring something new to him as a person, I suppose.
Okay,
Because we also want it to be quite fresh.
Yeah, and sort of, you know, like with the latest film, the Baz Luhrmann film, which is quite spectacular, as his film always are. Are you following in that sort of vein, or are you going in your own direction?
Yeah, we'll certainly take inspiration from elements of the film, but then we will also veer it in a different direction, because as I said, we want it to be fresh and something new, and the difference is it's also live on stage, and so there are a range of limitations as to things that you can do live, but we certainly hope that audiences who love the movie come out of Elvis, you know, having had just as much fun, if not more.
And David, normally with things, anything Elvis is so sort of heavily sort of protected and trademarked.
Mm.
What have you had to do, or you know, how? What's the sort of the process that you've had to go through to try and get, or you know, get this back up and running, I suppose, as far as from the estate of Elvis?
Yeah, so the show has been developed in partnership with Elvis Presley Enterprises in the US.
Yep.
And they own pretty much everything Elvis. So if you want to do something that is official, then you really need them on board.
Of course.
And so we've been working with them in the development process, and there's a whole range of licensing, even just with the music use, because so many of Elvis's songs are owned by different publishers.
Well, yeah.
Record labels.
Yeah, because he didn't write any of his songs himself. They were all other people's songs. So, you know, or he did covers of famous songs as well. So you're developing this with the Elvis Foundation, are you?
Yeah, with the team in the US, and also the writers themselves are in the US.
Right.
So we're working with them. Yeah.
Wow,
this
is a bit of a big deal then, really, isn't it? Because this could be picked up around the world.
Yeah, well, that's our hope, you know. I get it on stage here and see how it goes, and then hopefully there will be a life to keep it going after that.
Yeah.
And so who else is in your creative team?
Yeah, so we haven't officially announced the creative team yet, but that will be something that comes out very soon. So you'll have to stay tuned for that one.
Great, okay. And so, I mean, he has like such an interesting background. Did you have to kind of pick and choose a little bit what parts of his life you wanted to include and what you sort of had to prune out to fit it into the length of the show? Was that difficult to do?
Yeah, that's always the battle, is how do you, someone who had such an interesting life, how do you pick and choose those key moments? But a lot of it is coming back to what his driving motivation was and what kept him going. And ultimately, that comes back to the music and to entertaining his fans and having a positive impact on those people. And also on the impact that he made on the world. So Elvis was very revolutionary for his time and broke a whole heap of rules and regulations and just ways of living at the time. And so there's a big component of the show that focuses on that. and what he achieved there.
Right. So you will be telling his story so much, but with all his songs just in between the storytelling, yeah?
Yeah, in between. So some of the songs are used to extend on moments of how he might be feeling at a particular time, and help tell the story there. And then others are him in a recording studio for the first time, actually jamming out with his band and starting to find his sound. And so we kind of cross between two different types of song use in the show.
Right. Okay. Sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, it's going to do extremely well, anything Elvis. As you said, you know, like people are already contacting you about it and that search for Elvis. How can people, if they might want to audition for it, how are you doing this search for the Elvis?
Yeah, so our national talent search is starting online. So as a first port of call, people can find out more on our website, which is elvisthemusical.com.au, and they can submit a video audition of them singing two key Elvis songs. And from there, the creative team will start to go through them and bring our list down, and then we'll move to face-to-face auditions.
Wow. That is going to be huge. You're going to get such a massive response, I reckon, and a lot of it will be tragic and a lot of it will be very exciting.
Yeah, I think very unique is the word.
Yeah. Well, enjoy that, because I think that process in itself will be fantastic. So when are you looking at staging it?
Yeah, so the show will open in July, the end of July in Sydney at the State Theatre.
Yep.
So it's got a run there, and then we will move down to Melbourne at the end of September at the Athenaeum in the city.
Right, fantastic. I can imagine it's going to be a blockbuster for you. So congratulations on coming up with this, but boy, what a journey you're going to have setting all up in the next few months.
You don't do things by halves, do you, David?
Lots of work to come, but we're dedicated to making it, the best it can be, so that people can have a great time with their family and friends.
Fantastic. Thanks, David.
No worry. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. We'll be talking to David Venn here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.